This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Party people! Hey, it's a Term Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny V. And you, good dudes and lads and lasses. No, girls aren't lads, are they? Anyways, we're glad
lads.
You're listening.
And you should never, like, greet the boys before the girls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we always
not
come
any
first.
Boys.
Always.
Is there a man? Is there a man listening? If you are, please reach out to any of our social medias and just say, man here. I'd like to know, because at some point it was 13. I don't know if we ever grew past that number.
It was 17. Hopefully we haven't regressed.
But I, you know, if you're here, you're here, and we're glad you're listening. Now, next to me today is a young man who I believe has what it takes to be a fantastic host. I think he's got fire intros in his bosom. And I'd like to give him the opportunity here on the Trim Healthy Podcast to try his stuff. His name's Jeremiah. I really have no clue where he came from. There's a thing on the hilltop. People appear. Like, imagine a gnome growing out of the earth itself. He's appeared as a mushroom in our midst. And yeah, I don't know why he's here. I don't know who's he. Who is he married to one of the girls? Who knows?
He's but young. He's 16. But, yeah. You know, that's Marin age up here.
Oh, yeah. Just shy of.
If you can drive to work, boy, you can sire a child. All right. So I want to see. He's going to give us a good intro. I don't think he's introing the podcast, though, right? Are you going to try to intro?
Yeah, he is. But don't worry, Dan. He's not taking over your job. He's just doing it for funsies because I'll tell you what.
I'm trying to explain it all.
No explanation needed. Jeremiah's working on a show in future for us, right?
Yeah, so he just wanted to have a little bit of an intro on the B-reel. B-roll, is that what you call it?
All right, now you see the fire that I spit week in and week out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to let you go.
Give me that microphone.
Oh, boy, I felt that.
Okay, hello? It's working? Great. What's up, ladies? I hope this is working, and I am so glad to be on the Trim Healthy Moment podcast. Actually, I'll give it back to Dan because I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, that was it.
Was that the intro?
That was it.
I liked it. It had some sing-songiness.
Clap, clap.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't monotone.
Clap, clap.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'd give that a strong B+.
You still got your job, Dan, but I'd say it was a great start.
That's a great start.
It was.
Yeah, just don't make it a habit, because I'd like to keep my job.
Yeah.
Hey,
we'd like to keep Dan more like.
Hey, I know you lasses are gonna give it to us. Could I ask a rookie question?
Yes.
It's gonna be brief. So I was thinking the other day. I was looking on the bat. Everything I. You know, eat, right? It gets turned around and I feel manic about it sometimes, but literally I can't even grab an item without turning the back around, looking at the ingredients.
Oh yeah.
And I'm always sort of looking at like carbs and fats and sugars and all that. But I started thinking, that's great and certainly it matters with your weight. But in terms of health, should I be looking for nutrients? And if so, how do I ascertain whether these foods have any nutrients that help the body or not?
Well, I just feel like it's in the ingredient list itself.
Okay.
Like, you know, you may not read a bunch of a long list of preservatives of chemicals, but if you only read an overprocessed.
Yeah. The first ingredient's wheat protein isolate or something. Yeah.
That's something very overprocessed. You're thinking, okay, well, there's not many phytonutrients. There's not much life in enzyme bursting, cellular energy here.
Yeah, I don't think you'd have to worry about, how much iron does this have or how much calcium when you just like foods from the earth, Danny. I mean, you answer your own question. You're like, I eat foods from the earth.
Yeah.
So if you turn that package around and see foods from the earth,
I
think you're golden, especially for you because you're not trying to work macros into your systems to lose or gain. You're at maintenance now, so.
Okay. Told you it'd be brief.
That was good.
So we got this message, okay, and I thought, Serene, we should do a whole party about it.
Huh.
It's from Anonymous.
Oh,
she didn't
want to
use her name.
Yeah.
Because she has many others doing this. and family and friends. So she says, okay, so yeah. Can we talk about some multi-level diet plans? Like, they are everywhere. All my friends from high school are selling, using, or promoting them. That's why she doesn't want to use her name. Mm-hmm. And they're having huge success fast. No, it's true. They are. And I am not fooled, though.
Fast success on weight loss.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She says, I am not fooled. But I would like to hear you guys dive into why quick fixes like these work in the short term but fail in the long term.
Okay.
As a THM who is in a season of struggle right now, I need the encouragement. They've never made me doubt THM. They actually helped me realize how grateful I am that I get to fuel my body in a sane, normal, functional way. But to know the XYZ of why they harm and why they hurt would help me when I scroll through my social media feed.
Can I answer one first part of what she said? Like, these people are having all the success on weight loss, and so do meth heads. You know, like, so do cigarette smokers. They lose weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, so does a lot of things.
I never thought you would answer like that.
I thought you would for sure.
Yeah. I mean, just because it makes people lose weight does not mean it's sustainable for losing weight, but does not mean that it's healthy at all. I mean, you could lose weight by doing a lot of crack-rat things.
Yeah.
Long term is the key word there, yeah. I think, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like I know what she's talking about. I hate bashing other diets. We've never done that.
Well, we won't mention names.
No, we won't mention names. But there is one current one now, and it's on my social media feed, too, because I've got friends and family that are doing it.
It came up on mine yesterday. I had a little bit of a look into.
Yeah. And it is huge right now because it is an MLM. It is a multi-level, and I'm not against multi-level. Sis, I mean, some brilliant products in multi-level, but when something hurts, then I'm not so pro it, because what it is it, well, I won't say the current name because people have jobs, right? But it used to be called Medifast. So it's a very, very low calorie diet. But what they give you is they give you 5 fuelings of about 100 calories a day.
And there are some little bits of gem to everything,
yes,
right? And maybe not to the meth diet or anything like that, but... you know,
the
there is some wonderful things. There were some wonderful things to Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
You know, the fact is that to not abuse yourself with rich foods all day, maybe that was the thing. So, you know, the fact that they keep fuel coming in 5 bursts a day, I think is a plus.
Okay, but I'm going to continue on that.
Thank you.
Because it's 5 fuel. Yeah, okay. So the good is there's actually 6 fuelings per day on the main one that
people
do.
Before their meal, you get 5.
You get 5. And they are low calorie, about 100 calories each.
And that's crack right there.
So that's pretty crazy.
Oh, no, that's crazy.
No, let me tell you. I'm going to explain it and you're going to go to town. But for me, it's pretend I've got a teleprompter.
You got it.
Daddy's like, she just puts her in her place.
Oh, I'm used to it.
So they've got that. But not only are these about 100, 110 calories each, they are low carb. All of it is low carb, so you're not getting carbs. There's no fresh fruit.
I won't interrupt again, but if you turn around the package, Dan, you would be thinking, where are the foods from the earth?
It's very processed, people.
Yeah.
Now, it makes you lose weight. Yeah. Oh, it does. People are having untold success. Then you've got your one nightly meal, which is greens and lean protein. So you're allowed to have non-starchy veggies and a lean meat. Now, people are flocking to this, first of all, because there's good marketing, because it just feels like it's friends and family urging you on. You know, they're having success. And then
there's communities
and
coaches.
It's community, so that's nice. But I feel, I got to be honest. I feel like it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, it will get you down fast. But fast is dangerous.
Yes, it is.
Fast injures your body. And when you are not doing things in a place where something is sustainable for life, you're actually not. We used to think, oh, you're just lowering metabolism. But
worse.
You're doing so much else. You're lowering your leptin.
Yes.
You are injuring your fat cells. They become stiff.
Talk about your thyroid too.
Yeah. Oh, you're lowering your T3. So then after you've got to this, you know, maybe you get to goal weight, what do you do then? I mean, you can do, and it's about 450 to 550 a month.
And, you know, you need carbs also to sustain muscle as well.
Oh, yes.
And so you probably, after you've lost your weight, you've also lost probably some muscle. You've lost a healthy thyroid because your T3 is tanked. Your metabolism is tanked. And so I feel like you're not only you can't sustain that kind of diet for forever, but you've left off at a point where it's harder to keep weight off. It's harder.
Yeah, that's
you're
long
in a metabolic
term.
Deficit.
So that's really what I want to say about it. You've got to weigh the options. You've got processed food except for one meal a day, but you don't have carbs and your body absolutely needs them, especially as a woman. We even have higher requirements for carbs than men do, and men need them too. And you've got this very, very low amount of calories to lower your leptin, lower your thyroid function. And that makes – it does change things long term, and it makes –
Well, you hold on to every ounce of fat in the end.
Yeah, that's
so you get down to where you are and then you're going to be holding on to
fat. So I know that there's
a
temptation to do it, especially if you're stuck, especially if you're having a hard season. And so then, you know, you might be saying, sitting there and saying, well, what else then? You know, I'm trying Trim Healthy Mama currently and I'm in a stall. What? You tell me not to do that. Tell me what to do.
Can I tell you a little bit about a stall? It's just a little thing I thought as I was sitting on my porch yesterday. And maybe it doesn't even relate because my name is Super Analogy Girl, right? Because I love to just like SAG for short. And I love to bring analogies. Sometimes they crash and they do not work. Mm-hmm. But I'm just bringing this just because it feels like it's going to float right now.
You're
going to
try one now?
I was sitting on my porch yesterday on the porch swing. And I was just not thinking about anything. I was just in the zone. And I saw this butterfly. And, you know, most people when they think of butterflies, they think of the flight. Mm. They think of the soar. They think of the you know, in the air. They think of that weightless feeling of just soaring and then the sun, you know, like sparkling into the wings. This butterfly was actually more landing and perching and on the ground as much as it was in flight, probably more. And I thought to myself, guess what? We're butterflies because that's our little, what do you call it, mascot. But it doesn't matter if we're not always in the air. Butterflies don't have to always be in flight. Sometimes it's okay if we're having a little season where we're perched on the ground for a while.
Oh,
it's okay.
Good.
You know, it's okay. And there's important things done on the ground or there's important lessons learned on the ground. Look, if the butterflies didn't perch, we wouldn't be no honey. You know what I mean? So,
no, I don't know why.
I don't either.
Well, maybe it's the birds and the bees. Sorry, I forgot about that. They weren't the pollinators. Okay. But they do lots of things.
I don't think the butterflies are the pollinators.
They're not. But let's forget that.
Your analogy was working so well.
Okay, well, rewind.
I was at your altar call of analogies.
Okay, rewind. We don't even have to think about that one. Okay. That's gone. That's totally gone.
I could hammer this nail in, but I wouldn't have a sharp saw anymore.
Are done when you're perched on the ground and lessons learned.
Yeah.
You know, in your plateau, your body is doing things. Your body is catching up. The liver is healing for another drop one day, but you have to rest.
Please.
And it's like hit intervals. When you can't always be, you know, doing your 45-second like sprint movement, sometimes you just need to do the rest. And when I thought about us, because us as Trim Healthy Mamas or Trim Healthy people, we liken ourselves to that butterfly in flight, but we don't always have to be in flight.
Yeah,
we
I
have
mean,
to
if,
come back
if
to
the
rest.
Shoe fits, good. It's worth two in the foot.
Mm. Yeah. What?
I'm just continuing the trend
here. I didn't
here.
Get it.
Well, look, it's 99% win and the 1%, I forgot that the butterflies weren't part of all of that.
Hey, one
I
fish, two fish.
But there are
so
other
good.
Important things it does on the ground. You know, it was on a flower. What was I meant to think? I thought it was doing great things.
No, Serene, I love it. You've just changed my world with that analogy. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
And I want to bring us back to when Candace was here, our friend Candace. You were here when Candace was here too, weren't you?
I feel like
the precious Southern lady, our friend who lives on the hilltop now, and she lost,
he
dropped 100 pounds with THM. Yeah, she sounds like my mom.
Oh.
Yeah, you were, Danny, but you just have ADD sometimes, but you're walking out of
it. I have it 100% of the time.
Okay.
It's a real challenge.
Look at he's rubbing his son's shoulder.
Yeah.
You know what? She took 10 years to lose her weight.
Oh, but she's tiny.
And she's so far better off by taking every bit of that time because it came off so slowly she didn't injure herself.
She didn't need to worry about skin either.
She kept her thyroid. Actually, her thyroid got better in the process.
Yeah. She got off meds.
Yes, she got off meds. She, you know, she had stalls. She had times where it didn't move.
The butterfly landed from time
it
to time.
It landed. Mm-hmm. And then in the end, now.
And now there's honey.
Now there's honey. And you wouldn't know because, and she lives her life. Nothing's effortless, but it seems, you know, I watch her. She lives it effortlessly because she allowed it herself to land, Serene, all those times.
Remember what I said about skin, Pearl? You told me that the other day. Like her skin is so tight. She's got this tight little body and her skin is tight around the tight little body. She never had the, you know, when the skin like it just folds, loosens a little bit because the weight loss was so fast that the skin couldn't retract at the same time as the fat was going down.
Right.
But so slow is good for all of those things.
Yes, slow.
Yeah, you know, I talked with my boys about, we had a similar conversation with steroids.
Okay,
because they had an honest question. They're like, hey, we're trying to gain. Why would we not? You know, if we can find something that works, is quick, no one's dying, right? You just get these big gains and you get them faster. Like, who would argue with that? And there is a thing about not only the health of, let's say, steroids, or I've got a friend, I forget who's, he's losing weight on a pill. It's like HHG or
HCG. Yeah.
I don't know. It's, And maybe it's something natural. I don't understand any of it. But not only is there potential health risks, both short and long term, with the microwave method of whatever your goals are, but there's also a mindset problem too. Like, to pretend to ourselves that we're going to be, that we're going to do that now so that we can get to a place where we're going to be sustainable. Like, I'm going to be insane for a season so that I can be sustainable long term, to me is sort of a good old ego trick we like to play on ourselves. And I mean, I've done it in 100 different ways. It's like, it's like, if you're not going to be sustainable now, when are you going to be sustainable? I'll make my bed tomorrow. You know, I'll start tomorrow. Mm. It's like, anything you're not going to do now, like when my back stops hurting, then I'm going to do curls. Mm-hmm. It's like, you can do curls now. You know, you can. You're waiting for this fake time when things are going to be different or easy.
So if you made those decisions to be a sustainable person, you don't need that fast.
You don't need it.
Because you know that in time, you're going to get it.
Because if it's slow increment, millimeters, the end, you're going to get it. Danny, I love.
What point are you going to start to relish the slow, natural, sane path?
Yeah.
It's not today. Well, when is it going to be?
It's so true. But I love what you said. Your ADD is working well for you today.
Because it hits sometimes.
You said two things. I love the analogy of the opposite thing, the steroid.
Yeah,
it's the other way.
Yeah.
You know, quick fix. But what do steroids do to most men? It really messes with their endocrine system.
Well,
their
things shrivel up. Things shrivel up.
Yes.
Endocrine issues.
Their gonads do shrink.
Gonads.
Yes.
Is that because they get rage?
And I'm not saying, like, you know, a lot of bro lifters, they do it and then they have to get back on HCG actually to start their whole system again.
Really?
So they know how to do it. But there are repercussions, a lot of them. Because Serena and I used to be on bro lifter sites just to learn about nutrition because they, you know, they're like hackers. They know how to push their body and do all sorts of things. So we learn a lot about nutrition. But man, they ended up in really bad places.
Oh, yeah.
Their thyroid tank. They did all these things and then they would have to do all these other things to get them back to a place of homeostasis.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but
when you're pulling the mower like that, it's not good for you.
I love what you said that. And then you said the microwave method.
Yeah.
It's quick.
But
it's your food is good for you in the end.
Yeah, but does any microwave meal ever like come up to the quality of some gourmet slow cooked like where the stock has been simmering on the stove for 42 hours before even making the gravy?
Try microwaving a pot roast or try slow cooking it in a crock pot for like 18 hours and you tell me what's the best result.
I mean, sustainability and sanity, you know, is, if I've learned anything about the Trim Healthy Mama way or lifestyle, if you will, it's sustainability and sanity. And man, I probably took, I mean, you remember how long, I'm still a thin dude, but you know, I was like really skinny for years, right?
Years.
Like years while I was like trying to like naturally gain weight. And it just comes in time, man.
It was years, Dan.
And now I feel like there's something earned when you don't choose that like unnaturally fast method. There's a tempering of the metal that you get after 2 years of of, you know, honest frustration. You know, I probably could have gained quicker in other ways that I think I would have paid in my gallbladder. And, you know, but I think there is a suffering of looking in the mirror and going, ugh, still not yet, still not yet. But then when it's yet, when it does happen, it's like all that frustration of looking in the mirror is somehow instantly turned to gold. Yeah. And now you have this big pot of what was suffering is now gold.
I love that. It makes me think of marriage. I said to my husband the other day, I love the slowness of a good marriage. I mean, the time. I was saying to him, I was giving him another analogy, and I said, I love a series.
Yeah.
So much more than a movie, like a one and a half hour thing.
Yeah.
Give me a series where I learn those characters.
Yes.
Like, you know, when it goes on for like season 8 and like each season has like a good, it's like when the whole thing's over, you're like, my best friends have gone forever.
Yeah, it's
forever.
Like Downton Abbey, right?
You don't get a best friend in a movie.
You know the Downton Abbey movies?
What movie your best friend?
Serene, are you enjoying the Downton Abbey
movies?
Oh,
yeah, but
as
I don't
much?
Want to promote it because of certain parts I don't like.
The Downtown series was so much better.
Oh, and the movie compared to the series?
Yes.
The series.
Because
amazing.
They're trying to pack it all in into one thing. When with a series, it's a slow build.
That's what I said. We're a slow build, darling. I said, we're a series. Like, I love you. I loved you so much when I got married. I'm like, how can I love you more? But that was pathetic compared to... what I love you now because I know you more, like with, you know, you think of series, like you go through trials together, you go through celebrations together, you go through boredom together, you go through all of this together. And there's this slow build, there's this slow growth, there's this awesomeness of your life together with somebody.
I love what you're saying, because now I'm going to bring it back to Trim Healthy Mama with that. You learn things about one another. You learn how to love that person better, don't you, right?
Oh, yeah.
I certainly, I hope, and I think I do know how to love Charlie better than when I first married him. I had my way that I thought I should love him. But what was so funny, I'll give you a little example. Because we grew up with our mom, who's very much of a words person. Every birthday or Christmas, she'd write us notes and long notes and we'd be encouraged. And so when I first got married to my husband, I thought that's the way you show love in a certain manner. So on his birthdays, this is Charlie Straightpants, man of no words. I would write him long poems, and all the things I loved about him. And I remember one time, it was so sad. I got hurt feelings. He looked at it. It was this long thing I had labored over. And he said, oh, thanks. That's nice. And put it right down. And I'm like, he doesn't love me. But it wasn't that. It was just that I wasn't really loving him. I was just loving him the way I thought to love him.
That's right.
I had to learn how to love that man.
Yeah.
And it takes years and we get better at it. And he's learned to love me. And he didn't know how to love me at first, but now he does.
Yeah.
He does. And I think, you know, with Trim Healthy Mama, we never said it was going to be fast weight loss. In fact, we said it wouldn't be. And if you are having fast weight loss, I would say pull back and have some crossovers.
Yeah.
Protect yourself. And so I think as we get mature in this plan, which is basically just eating whole foods from the earth and, you know, and understanding what foods work together, I think we can learn to tweak it and learn it for ourselves much better. So if you are in stalls, give it time, keep learning,
keep learning
to love, let the butterfly land, and don't just, you know, think that you're going to be landing forever because you're going to go up in flight, but you just have to learn yourself and learn food. And I think that's just part of it. It's not microwaving, you know, weight loss. It's just not.
I want to give honor to a friend of ours, Pearl, good old Rachel Stokes, who faithfully listens to the podcast.
Yeah,
she's one of our
Rachel.
Great friends and a very, very early adopter of the Trim Healthy Mama lifestyle. And She texts me from time to time, and she texts me the other day and said, you know, I've never been this tiny since I was 18. But it wasn't like some super fast thing for her. It was like a Candace thing. I don't know how many years it's been now, like 15, 10 years. And it's been a slow.
Oh, she did it right before our book. I mean, she was
before our book. Yes. Yeah. Just slowly plodding along. And it's just been incredible. And I saw her the other day, and she's just this tiny little tight thing. But it's just been like these micro steps.
Micro.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would say
well
to
done, Rachel.
You, anonymous. And I love the way she talks, though, because she's still got humor in here. I would just say, you know, I mean, you know, and I, of course, you know, it's not making you doubt eating foods from the earth and doing this in the right way. But I think when you have to weigh up like Serene said, fast weight loss can come many ways. You can fast for 40 days and you'll get fast weight loss. You can get fast weight loss in many ways.
Go sit in a cave all day long.
Almost all of them.
Just eat that.
Are very, very harmful for you. You have to eat your way properly to weight loss. And you have to eat your way in as much as you can. You have to get enough calories. You have to get enough carbs. You have to look after yourself. You have to nurture yourself on the way there. And if it is only micro drops or micro changes in your body, that's just fabulous.
Yes, it's fabulous.
So you'd be proud of yourself.
Because if you lose weight and then ruin the machine on the way, then you're never going to be able to really start running, like revving the engine again.
Yeah, and you got a long, 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 long life ahead of you. And it's longer if you do it the right way and sustain yourself and not put, you know, processed foods in your body just to get that microwave weight loss going. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I always like to ask, like, what can I do for, like, the rest of my life? You know, because if it's temporary, I just, man, like, I pay attention to my ADD. Like, I know what temporary feels like. I know what the quick fix feels like. And I've never, in all my years, have ever been pleased with the results. I'm just thinking about everything now. Like, anything you do. Like, there is an easy path. There is, you know, and some of those things, I mean, hey, there's a time to, like, microwave that cup of coffee back up or whatever.
Yeah, right.
doesn't a microwave, by the way, just vibrate particles?
Yeah, it does. And this is not a potty against microwave because I heat my coffee in a microwave. I don't cook a full meal though, but I'll reheat things.
But I know a lot of folks are like anti-microwave.
I just can't even handle the thought of
you can't even reheat
from a microwave. The only thing my microwave is for, the only thing is to heat up my little massage flaxseed lavender.
You wouldn't even heat a little something.
Doll that rests
around
your
neck. Got a lot of purists and non-purists in this room. I like going around. I know John, right? You would never use a microwave. Would you use a microwave?
John! You and I.
No, he wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're a team.
John's anti-microwave.
Okay, give him the mic. Take the
you take the yeah, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take the magnets out of them.
What does that mean?
Well, I like magnets. You like magnets.
Oh, to collect the cool magnets.
Yeah.
I thought every microwave
has
it.
A magneto in there and they've got massively cool magnets. Yeah.
But no, I'd never, ever, ever, ever in a million years. You're radiating. You're radiating yourself, and you're radiating what you're putting in it.
See, that's the question, though, because I told that to my stepfather. This was probably 10 years ago, and he's big time. Like, he's like, whatever the government says, whatever huge companies do, I am sold. I believe them. I question nothing. Like, just tell me what to do. Like. So I was sort of anti that, you know, and like, man, just whatever they say, do the opposite. I'm more balanced now. But he was like, hey, man, just so you understand the technology, he's like, all it's doing is causing particles to vibrate faster, which causes heat. There is no radiation.
That's incorrect.
Yeah, and I don't know.
I mean, all frequency period is vibration.
Yeah.
That's what frequency is vibration. And there's healthy healthy vibrations and there's unhealthy vibrations to living organisms. And not all living organisms have the same set of healthy and unhealthy vibrations. And you can take everything radiates. And it's real quick, I don't want to get this podcast derailed, but you can take You can take an EMF meter and you can walk around your kitchen and you can, you know, if you have a working microwave, you can just stand outside 5 feet from it and you can measure the radiation. But that radiation, it pales in comparison to what's coming out of most stoves and refrigerators.
Really?
Radiation,
like harmful cancer causing?
Not all radiation causes cancer.
Okay.
But lots of radiation causes harm.
I can't cancer disrupt.
Cancer is just one theoretical result of radiation. But anything that has electricity radiates. Anything. You know?
Yeah.
But we have to have we don't have to, but I want to have a mic, not a microwave, but a stove and a fridge, right? And you have a stove and a fridge. I've been to your house, John. But you're okay with the stove and the fridge?
But we've taken precautions to protect ourselves against it.
Okay.
So we've got metal claw or metal panels. Oh. We've got, you know, organite, shungite.
All right, you got shungite, yes. Okay, so
I had fun shooting up a microwave once.
Yeah.
Arden took ours outside and I never held a gun before and he gave me a gun and I shot the whole thing up for fun.
For fun. Well, Ben, you're another purist. Do you and Chanel have a microwave in your home?
Hey, did you have me on the mic?
I will.
All right, Ben, come get on the mic.
Come be on a mic. Ben.
He tried to avoid it. You're not going to avoid the mic here, sir.
Because people in this party cabin, then I'm going to ask Leslie, and I know I got a feeling what she'll say.
Yeah, so we didn't have a microwave for the first decade of our marriage. The new house that we're in does have one.
Yeah, so you use it occasionally?
So my philosophy has evolved a little bit. Before it was all about external things.
Yeah.
So I feel like our bodies and our emotions ultimately are the ultimate anti-radiation devices.
Yeah.
So the more that we're in a place of coherence and peace and rest in our own souls, we can counterbalance some of these negative things because they're, you know, always do with what is the best available, whether that's water available, yeah, purified water, or, you know, the best food possible in any given moment. And then when you can be in your habitual rhythms, use habits that are going to best, you know, serve your body. So to answer your question, I know it took a long time to get to what I'm trying to say is, in a moment, if for convenience of from a social perspective or just getting something because I'm low blood sugar, will I use a microwave now? Yeah.
Yeah.
Will I use microwave on a regular basis? No.
Right. No, I get you. I'm kind of where you are because I feel like living in chronic stress and fear is worse for our bodies than a bit of microwave.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to go microwaving every meal, but I am not going to.
I would rather use a microwave than sit down and sulk for 15 minutes.
That's probably worse for your body.
Yeah, I'd rather use the microphone.
Hey, Leslie, Pops. And Leslie, thank you for ruining my life in one way. I love you in so many ways.
She keeps a dad
but no, so but I cannot. My jolly dishwasher, I no longer will open it mid-cycle.
Good, good.
Yes, but now my life is, I had to go buy more silverware. I used to, Serena and I opened our dishwasher like the whole
mid-cycle
time. You got a big
just
family.
Whenever
we'd open our dishwasher. But I went through like 10 dishwashers, but I just thought that was part of it. And then Leslie said, you don't open your dishwasher mid-cycle.
Gosh, it was giving
that
me
that was
anxiety.
The first time I ever heard that.
So now I'm in your head.
I can't open my dishwasher when it's running. It's terrible.
Oh, I'm delighted for you. Think of all the dishwasher money you'll save.
It's like peeing and then trying to stop.
What are you using, Mikey?
I'll tell you in a second. Okay. That was Ben's debut.
Is that first time you've been on the mic, Ben?
Ben, that's our cousin nice. Ben, Prof.
Yeah.
We call him Prof for short. It's just, you know.
He's also Jeremiah's.
Just for the.
Jeremiah's?
Jeremiah and Ben's first time.
We need
on
to get
mic.
David on here. Eh?
Hey, David, come in here. He's going out.
So my answer is real quick, and you probably did know this. Like, I probably use my microwave 2 or 3 times a week because I like leftovers. Mm. And so I just, you know, like if we've had Mexican for lunch or whatever, I don't always finish it. And I want to have the yummy deliciousness.
I totally do that.
Two nights later.
2 or 3 times a week is very balanced.
Yeah. Sari's going to give A's or B's for however number you do.
I think that's
week.
B plus living.
David, do you use a microwave?
Or David is Danny's son. He is in the house today.
I use the microwave. And you're not concerned about the EMFs or any radiation or anything?
Not really.
Do you notice the green glow?
Yeah, he's got a slight green glow.
How old are you? 14. 14, you're invincible.
He is invincible. It's true. It's true. Like their bodies replicate cells or something.
Yeah, I mean, they know. They
believe. I think we're total
invincible.
Derailed.
We're no, so
totally
done derailed. With this party. We got nothing else to say. I think we answered it. And then we had a nice little microwave discussion.
Hey, by the way, though, is there any like official word? Like I know there's all the internet sites that argue with all the, but is there like a proper like data on harmful microwave radiation? And yes, it for sure.
I bet you there's both sides out there.
Yeah, there's both sides. And man, if we bring this up on the Trim Healthy groups, it's going to be like going forever. Like,
Bell. Leslie belled us.
Yeah.
We're belling the microwave. Yeah. Discussion.
John's going to send me some data.
John, you'll be wearing a special suit in your house against your stove and your fridge and everything like that.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's the same, not to keep going, because I know people by now are just like, oh God, and the podcast. But like, I wonder too about like my cell phone. Like, sometimes when it's in my pocket, I don't know if it's real or I'm hallucinating.
Yeah, no, totally you don't put it in your pocket.
Oh, look, everybody's like, no, that's a for sure. Like,
even if you don't want more children, you can't keep that thing in your pocket. You want to, you know, lots of years of marriage.
You think it fries the old gonads?
Yes, yeah, I think it fries the gonads. Oh, cell phones aren't as bad as microwave. All right, we're done. Leslie's so belling us.
What about
now?
Living under the power lines?
Oh, don't do that either.
I mean, people.
Okay.
Flee to the country.
Flee to the hilltop. Why do you think we live on the hilltop? Chill, nothing, mama, my way. And then I'll be.